no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
One of the things that I've always tried to be very clear and upfront about is that I am not a perfect person. I'm a person always striving to become a better person. And also, too, I may have been a poor little rich kid, but I was also not treated well at all as a child. Not given encouragement. I was criticized. I was hit. Threatened, a lot of that kind of stuff. My dad mostly, my dad almost exclusively. And my mom was chronically depressed, clinically depressed. So I had that. I had an abusive, neglectful father and a clinically depressed mother. All right, so that's just a quick summary. What that did was that left an imprint on who I am. And I've always tried to understand it and to overcome it. And in today's and tomorrow's Jumpstarts, I'm going to be talking a bit more about this because I find that there are a lot of people who can relate to this, but I don't want to just talk about the story. I want to talk about what it is that I've learned and how I have worked to improve and to overcome the challenges that befell me as a child. So, one of the things that I realized is through all of my work in the last year or two on body awareness, which I highly recommend. And what does that mean? Very simply, it means that when you say, I feel sad, ask yourself where in your body sad feels. You know, I feel anxious. People say, I feel anxious. Well, where in your body does anxiety show up? And what does it feel like? And more importantly, what would you do to get rid of it if you could? In other words, what would it feel like? I misspoke that last part. What would it feel like if you no longer had it, and to visualize it? And that's one of the things that I do in my complaint-free meditation program, is that not only do we get into this blissful state, but then we project out onto the rest of the day to make sure that we are feeling the feelings of being without stress, without anxiety, without worry. So, becoming hyper aware kind of feelings in my body and always trying to diagnose this, one of the things that I realized is that when I go to do something work-wise, for example, or I go to try and just do something. Like, for example, the other day, some wind blew one of my paddle boards over onto the coral reef, cracked the paddleboard, and it needed to be repaired. Now, I've never repaired a paddleboard in my life, but I needed to repair it. And sure enough, Amazon sells stand-up paddleboard repair kit. So I ordered it, got it, and then it sat on my counter for a few days. And I realized the reason it was sitting on my counter was not that I was too busy. It was that I was scared to try it. And this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, about being afraid to try a new technology and things like that, things that we don't even try. It's not so much that we're afraid we're going to fail. This is what I got, because I had this before I even tried this. Okay, so I can totally relate to those of you who are anxious about trying technology. But again, I asked myself, where in my body do I feel this? And I thought about it. What would it feel like not to have it? But then, doggone it, the question comes, why do I have it? My mind just wants to know that. Why? And I thought, well, because even when I sit to respond to a text, I'm doing a big promotion now with a national company right now and some stuff. And if I sit down, not now, okay, I'm so much better just in the last 3 months with this feeling of anxiousness and fear that can show up for me when I attempt something new. That's the point. When you attempt something new or you're trying something, this fear comes up. Now, is the fear over the whether it's going to work out or not? You know, no, because none of it's really mission critical in my life. You know, I can always get another paddleboard. I live like a block from a paddleboard store, so I could certainly get another paddleboard. But that's not it. What is it? Well, when I was a kid, and I would try things, as kids do, and I would fail. And what would happen was my father would criticize me for failing. He wouldn't celebrate the fact that I tried. He would criticize me for failing. And he would actually laugh at me, in like derision laugh at me. And again, I'm not trying to evoke any sort of sympathy or anything. These are the cards I was dealt, and my cards are actually pretty damn good compared to a lot of people I know. All I'm trying to say is to contextualize where this fear comes from in myself, because I'm afraid of trying something and my father laughing at me. Now, I think you're probably already seeing where I'm going with this. My father died several years ago, so my father can't do that anymore. So I thought to myself, why would that bother me? Well, it's been said that the voice in your children's head is what you said to them up until they left home, basically, that the parents impacted. So, okay, I can say then that it's just habitual in me to be fearful. Yeah, that's possible. That's part of it. I could certainly see that. Or maybe I am still afraid of somebody. Maybe I am still afraid of somebody. Maybe I am still afraid of making a mistake, doing something, whether it's setting up a software program, repairing a paddleboard, or going on a date. Maybe I'm afraid of doing something because I am afraid of someone's criticism, derision. And I realized it was me. That I tend to be far too hard on myself, and I think a lot of us are this way, when we try things and when we make mistakes. We tend to feel like we should just be able to do it, and if we can't, there's something wrong with us. I'm not saying this is true of everybody, but if you can resonate at all to what I'm talking about, what I want to talk to you about today is stop making yourself your own greatest critic. Instead, make that person your bodyguard. Make that person's job the responsibility to cover you, to make sure you're okay. Right before I started today, I've got these different lights and I'm always playing with them and stuff like that. And I've got a thing in front of me called a ring light. And if I look at it, you might be able to see this round light in my eyes. Anyway, I've got this thing called a ring light, which has a filter on the top of it. And I've debated whether or not I like the filter or I don't like the filter. And so this morning, I had a few extra minutes before we were supposed to get started. And I thought to myself, well, I should take the filter off, but the filter is sort of connected to the camera and everything. Do I really want to do this? I only have 5 minutes before we're supposed to get started. Well, maybe this isn't a good idea. Now, those are all perfectly good questions. Now, the old voice in me would have, number one, pushed me to do this. It would have said, well, you got to try it. You got to like this, you know, just this urgent thing. And then it would have, when in the attempt I failed, I would have been so mad at myself. See, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the person whose reactions I'm afraid of are my own. Is that possibly true for you as well? Are you too harsh with yourself? Are you too critical of yourself? Could you begin to be the person that's the loving parent to yourself and say, hey, give it a try? And that's what I did. I literally spoke it out loud, especially because I knew I was going to be doing this particular jumpstart today. I spoke it out loud and I said to myself, hey, give it a try. You can't really mess anything up irrevocably. What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, the best thing is you check it out, you decide which way you like to go, and you put it back on. Nurture myself. Give myself kudos for having tried. That's something we don't do. We're just like my dad. We criticize ourselves when we fail at something, but we don't say to ourselves, hey, you know what? You're one of the few people that actually gave it a try. That actually gave it a try. Most people don't. As I talked about yesterday, most people sit around and complain about their lives and then they don't even try and do anything, or they say they can't do something. They have never, ever tried. So what you need to do is you need to become your own bodyguard. Your job is to protect you, to make excuses for your own behavior. Yes, I am actually saying that. To cut yourself slack, to give yourself space, and to celebrate your attempts and really celebrate your successes. That's another thing. If we try something, we don't give ourselves credit for trying it. If we succeed, we just kind of go, well, that's the way it was supposed to happen. So, you know, we don't go, yes! Meanwhile, we've been super anxious as to what's going to happen if we do try. And then we do try. And instead of going, all right, when we succeed, we go, eh. However, in other words, our level of excitement never goes that high. But our level of criticism, frustration, anger, etc., go very high. I'll let you in on another little secret about me. I have this habit of hiding things from myself. I was teasing a friend the other day, saying that this person stole my television remote, which makes absolutely no sense, of course. I lost the remote and since then have found it. However, because I have this propensity, I mean, I literally coming in here, I may have set something down, and because my mind is focused on what I'm about to do. One of the things that I do now is I used to get so angry at myself. Oh, that's the third thing I misplaced today. And I kept count just so I would know how angry to be at myself and how frustrated to be at myself. And now what I say to myself is the calmer you stay, the faster you find it. I just keep saying that over and over in my head. The calmer you stay, the faster you find it. Now, it's not like I run around, beat my head against the wall, upset, but I do beat myself up. And so I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore. It, number one, it's normal. I've lived with enough people to see that it's normal. And number two, it doesn't help. So can you be your own bodyguard? Can you be your own protector? That's what I want to invite you to do starting today. Let me check in with some of your comments and the new ones from people who have joined us. Allie says, hi from Vermont. Hello, Allie. Tell Bernie I said, hey. That was a joke. I don't know Bernie Sanders. Ingrid says, hello. And let's see. Linda Farrell says, good morning, Lisa. Lisa says, hi, Linda. Linda says, good morning. Good morning from Philly, says Anne Marie. Cynthia says we can be our worst critic. That is exactly right. And that is something that is taught and we can change that. Is it easy? Absolutely not. But it's something we can and should do. Good morning from Ohio, says Molly Phelps. Vicky says, hi. Victoria Evans from the UK. Welcome. I think you're the first person this week to check in from the UK. Great to hear from you. Paula Peters says, good morning from the Boston suburbs. Anne Marie Galato says, yes, so true, Peter. Paula Peters says, that's great. Be our own loving parent. Yes. Cynthia Barchers, I like that. Be my own bodyguard. Good. Think of it that way, that your job is to protect you. And who do you protect you from, number one and first and foremost? Yourself. That means that you simply will not allow yourself to speak to yourself in those negative terms. This morning, I was writing a synopsis for a jumpstart. Before I did this, I like to do this early in the morning while I'm having coffee and watching the sun come up. And I was writing the synopsis and I noticed how cool and chill I felt. In other words, that anxiety I used to feel about not doing a good job and then having to get mad at myself and feel bad because I got mad at myself. Do you realize how crazy that is? Support yourself. I like the video without the filter. Actually, the filter is on right now. I don't know what you mean. Anyway, this certainly resonates, says my friend Tammy. I am the worst critic. Thank you for the message. I've never really thought of that. I do tell myself when I'm done something wrong, but never when I'm done something right. Eye-opener, says Linda. Thank you so much, Linda. Lisa Bartel says, agreed. Robin Crowell says, good morning from sunny Colorado. All right. Beautiful. Lynn Ballone says, hi. Jim Meehan says, good morning from Interverse. Nice to have you here, Jim. Lori Lutt says, good morning from Nebraska. Allison Buck is from the UK too. Wow, we don't have anybody from India or Brazil this morning, but we do have a couple of people from the UK. Friends, I hope you're enjoying these daily messages as much as I am. And I feel like I get to give. And so thank you for taking, and more importantly, for sharing. And anything I can do to help you, if you've got topics you want to talk about, in fact, Tammy sent me one I'm going to do next week. So I'm excited about doing that. So anything you'd like me to specifically address, I am here for you. And I want to thank those of you who share. Remember, share and comment that you shared, because every single day, as long as I have them, we're going to give away a Will Bowen tumbler. Sturdy, good quality, purple inside, even has its own little purple bracelet going. It's not a real purple bracelet. You can't switch it, but we bought these because it looks like they have the complaint-free purple bracelets on them. And Chris Weitzel won yesterday. He shared. So be sure and share before noon today, Eastern time. That's within the next 3.5 hours. It's super simple. You just click share. And then you write in this thread, just like so many of you are commenting right now, shared. And yes, by the way, if you win and you're in the UK or whatever, we will send it to you. I just did a promotion in the Complaint Free Life program, and I'm sending my buddy Daniel a book in Brazil, I think. Ara Swan, she's one of our winners for sharing. And she says, so great. Thank you. Paula Peter says, maybe you just look brighter today. You know what? I got a very good night's sleep last night. I woke up super early this morning. Janelle shared. See, boom. Janelle could very well be our winner. You share. Lisa Bartel says, Will, I'm new to your videos. Do you have a book out? Yes, I've actually written 5 books. One has sold 4 million copies in 35 languages. Most of the others have been translated. I always like to joke, I'm the most famous person you've never heard of. So share, 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 because we want to share the complaint-free message as well. Lisa says, Anne Marie says, how about giving permission to yourself to be joyful and happy as a topic? I think that's a very good topic. Shared so we can all have our own bodyguard, says Cynthia. Listen, all of you, thank you for sharing. Thank you for being part of this. I'm going to ring off now because I'm going to go back into and we're going to do our complaint-free meditation program. You're probably wondering about that. Well, I'm having fun preparing it. And one of the main things I wanted to do was to create a manual, a quick start guide on how to meditate that's easy to read and just gets through all the gobbledygook, but more importantly, addresses the reasons why we don't meditate and helps us become comfortable with that. So I pretty well finished that yesterday. So look for more coming in just the next couple of days. Be sure and join me tomorrow. Can't imagine you getting mad at yourself. Victoria, you are so sweet. And I would probably say the same thing about you. It's amazing how we attribute great things to other people and don't understand just how human we all are. Shared, said Victoria, Cynthia rather, and thank you for the message. Shared, says Allison. All right, might be sending a mug tumbler to the UK. Let's see, everybody else share. All right, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. We're going to talk about liars. That ought to be interesting. I look forward to seeing you. Remember, be a blessing today because you are blessed. Enjoy today. That's up to you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No